This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, who is the strongest person when it comes to the Islamic lifestyle? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service. We are talking about who is the strongest person when it comes to a Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, doing prayers and worship and the obedience to the Almighty Allah, as well as being of servitude to other human beings and to be, helping the oppressed and all of these various things are very important when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. But there is one thing that very rarely people pay attention to, and it's interesting because in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, we find that they have emphasized this one aspect. And more so than, for example, the worshiping and the obedience, the formal obedience at least, like the five daily prayers and the fasting and the Hajj and the Zakat and the Khums, even though these things are obligatory, we have to keep that in mind. These things are obligatory and they must be done. But there's another very fundamental thing that they have recommended us to do, or better said, to not do, so that we are able to live that pure and blessed Islamic lifestyle. We continue the discussion after the break. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we were talking about who is considered to be the strongest of people when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, we would immediately think that the person who prays the most, or the person who worships the most, or the person who does the most namaz and salah, or the person who fasts the most, or the person, you know, for example, who does supplications the most, is considered to be the strongest of people. It's very interesting, but the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have told us something a little bit different. Yes, these things in their own due right and place are incredibly important, but they have told us something else, which is where we left off in the last segment. And here we find Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says that the one who overcomes themselves is the strongest of people, and they are the ones who have triumphed over their carnal self, their nafs, this aspect that leads towards an insatiable greed for worldliness and worldly material things in all its different aspects and forms. And so we learn, dear brothers and sisters, that if we want to live a Islamic lifestyle and we want to be the strongest people when it comes to Islamic lifestyle, we are going to have to oppose our carnal self, our carnal desires, our base desires. We are going to have to oppose them, keep them in check, keep them under our control and not be under their control. And truly, as the infallibles teach us, the strongest person is one who is able to control their self and keep it in check. And of course, the results and one of the aspects of keeping oneself in control is to not commit sins, and on the other hand, to do all of those things which are wajib and obligatory upon us. Of course, this leads to that blessed Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.